All right, welcome everyone. This is the Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024 meeting of the Central Business District Architectural Review Committee. Roll call, Robbie Cangelosi present, Ashley Kane present, Miriam Salas present, Randy Hutchison absent, Robert Boyd present. We have four members constituting a quorum. The second item on the agenda are the minutes of the Tuesday, June 18th, 2024 meeting. Are there any comments or corrections, or do we have a motion?
I wasn't here, so I can't make a motion.
I wasn't here either.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion by Miriam Salas.
I'll second.
A second by Robert Boyd. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. I will take a pause to introduce Michael, who is our new building inspector. Started yesterday. He's observing the meeting for training purposes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
This is going to greatly help our enforcement. We're very excited.
That's good. We'll go on more.
All right. On the regular agenda, we have two items. It's the first two, correct, Wendy?
Yes.
Two items that were reviewed at last month's meeting when we had only two members present, so we need the Architectural Review Committee to ratify the recommendations that were made at that meeting. So the two items are 1031 Annunciation Street and 329 North Diamond Street. I believe, Wendy, both of these got a recommendation for conceptual approval.
Yes, they both did.
They both did. So can we get a motion to ratify those two items?
Miriam, you were here, right?
Yes.
So
right.
You're good with what was done?
Yes.
I'll make whoever.
We're the responsible ones.
So we have a motion by Miriam Salas to ratify those two items.
I'll second.
A second by Robert Boyd. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. The next item on the agenda is 714 Barone Street. Could you state your name and address for the record, please?
Sure. Philip Goldberg, architect, 1100 Poitras Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. It's suite 3550.
Great. Thank you, staff.
This is an application for the installation of a new entrance awning at a contributing rated five-story commercial building in Lafayette Square.
Would the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
Sure. That'd be great. Around everything right now. So what we're trying to do, and for the record, you can pass that around to you, please. This is some supplemental information I recently received about the sign. This building was previously renovated about 5 or 6 years ago, and the addition, the hotel added, we had nothing to do with any of that. All we're doing is coming into the first floor and building a restaurant inside the existing space, and doing a couple things to the exterior that we're here for you now to seek permission for. The first of which is an awning over the existing entrance. The second is a replacement of the very beat up existing storefront door with a new full light glass door. And the third is adding a neon sign. So the canopy that we're, or I'm sorry, the awning that we're proposing is kind of based on one down the street that's technically not an HDLC, but it's something we'd like to kind of aim for, and that's that Virgin Hotel that you see up on the screen there. Basically, we're trying to do this kind of metal canopy with a wood underside and some lights recessed into it. Yeah, and we'd really appreciate you guys' sort of conceptual approval today or recommendation, whatever we need to do to kind of get there, because time's really a factor for us so we can try to open the restaurant.
So the proposed awning is over only the entrance bay?
Correct, yeah, that second bay from the right.
Okay.
And how are you handling the water management on this? I don't see any little gutter or scuppers coming on out. Is it just all fall continuously?
We'll probably just have a little, I'm sorry I didn't show it, but probably just a little pipe, you know, on each end that'll just kind of kick the water out.
Okay. Good. probably also need some sort of gutter in there. Your section doesn't show any place to accumulate the water. So you probably have to do a little recess along there, trough.
Yeah, to collect.
Yeah, absolutely, and we will. This is just sort of a standard detail. You know, we'll get those details figured out. Make sure we do handle the water. We don't want water dumping on our guests coming in either. So.
The proposed storefront being all glass, is that would be non-impact rated. So how do you address that? Where impact rating is required.
Yes, and to be clear, all we're proposing to change is just the door. But yes, it'll have a film on the back of it that's sort of an impact film to hold it all together.
Yeah. Have you gotten that approved by the BBSA?
We've gotten it approved before, yes.
But not on this particular project.
Not on this particular project, but.
I think that needs to be contingent upon BBSA approval of being all glass.
The existing door is all glass as well.
It is
completely blown out.
Yeah, the cops.
That's the existing door.
Yeah, but it's an aluminum frame door.
Yeah.
But you're proposing an all glass, frameless, all glass door. Yeah.
Which is non-impact rated.
Right.
And so, I think that any comments on the door, the replacement door, need to be contingent upon BBSA approval.
Okay. I know we did this like the other existing conditions photo that you see on the documents we submitted is from Merrill. And that we did it's the exact same door with the exact same film on the back of it there. If you'd like to say.
This is a caution.
Been there.
Yep.
Been there recently.
Okay, understood.
Yeah.
I've been there recently with repairing existing steel windows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our office did the system that's in there now a long time ago.
So, I'm just going to put it as a cautionary.
Okay.
Not the rooftop addition, though.
Who? What? I'm sorry.
We didn't do the rooftop addition. There's a major rooftop addition on top of it.
Yeah, on top of what?
Of this building?
This building.
This was the AD Wynn building.
Have certain feelings about this building, but I will keep those to myself.
Not the subject.
Huh?
Not the subject.
As a possible route to avoid BBSA, can we simply replace it with exactly what's there?
Yes, that is always
the easiest path.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things, if you're in a hurry to get this, completed, we're not going to be able to permit anything that is in deviation of the code. So, that's your best quick path forward.
What about the stained wood treatment? How does everyone feel? Is it because it's an awning, it's separate?
I mean, it's been done elsewhere in this adjacency.
We usually recommend painted surfaces rather than stained.
I think a painted for this particular building would be more appropriate.
I don't see how the stained wood relates in any way to this building. It's got a very sort of industrial feel to it. The black steel and the stained wood just seems kind of out of
it is trending, so I think that's what the maybe the owner's trying.
I like how it looks. No. I'm just not sure it's perfect with this one.
Yeah. Understood. Yeah,
it shouldn't be.
It's sort of a way to tie it to the interior, which does have a lot of stained wood, and it's kind of on brand for the restaurant, what this owner is trying to do. But I understand we don't want to destroy any kind of fabric or anything like that. So you guys, please advise, if the stained wood is out, that's what we need to do to move forward, by all means. We could, we could paint it, we could do no ceiling at all.
What do you mean no ceiling at all?
I vote for painted or non-ceiling at all. I just think that the stained wood is very out of place with this facade. And
I agree.
The Virgin example as a whole is new construction. So it's completely...
Well, and because it's a trend, it will not be a timeless intervention, right?
Sure. Yes, the owner was very specific about the stained wood and trying to get that look, but if it's something we need to adjust, by all means.
I would say painted slats. So you're like maybe the other painted slats, kind of like it's wood. maybe that relationship exists, but.
Okay.
And you've been through the leasing of the air rights process?
We're going through that right now. Okay. Yeah, we'll get that squared away.
Mm-hmm. Is that what's maybe dictating the 4-foot depth of the canopy? It feels a little bit shallow for the scale and the length of it.
It's a tight sidewalk.
Yeah.
So wide, and to only have it 4 feet deep.
Look, there's trees out there. It looks like there's a tree in front of it.
Yeah, there's a tree right in front. Yeah.
We're happy to deepen it, you know, if that.
I think it's going to conflict with the existing tree, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's a plan that shows
the relationship.
There's a tree in front
of each bay.
Yeah.
I don't think we should have the tree, but we probably have another foot or so if we want to extend it 5 feet.
There's also a sign by the parking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is at the step sidewalk there.
Mm-hmm. Is there any public comment regarding 714 Barone Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to for the storefront, for the entry door to be replaced like in kind to match the existing impact rated door, the treatment of the underside of the canopy to be painted wood or no wood in lieu of stained wood. If the canopy can be increased from 4 feet, that would be preferred. If not, can remain 4 feet. And I don't think we discussed this, but just obviously any new signage would need to meet zoning guidelines.
I'd like to amend that slightly, that the water coming off the canopy detail be worked out with the staff.
That makes sense.
Is that a second?
Yes, it's a second.
We have a motion by Ashley King and a second by Robbie Cangelosi. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, the next item is 713-15 Camp Street.
So I'm going to call them.
Yes. Did we skip Diamond Street?
That was
those two were ratified.
Oh, okay, they were ratified together. Two. Okay. We have enough on this call.
Thank you.
Hi, Chris. This is Brian Block with the HDLC from the ARC meeting. Absolutely. I've got you on speaker here.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So we're going to hear from the staff, and then we will ask for a comment.
Very good, thank you.
Okay, first, can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Sure. Yes, my name is Christopher Johnson, 2126 Calvin Street.
Great, thank you. Staff?
This is an application for the expansion of a roof deck and installation of new guardrails at a contributing rated four-story commercial building in Lafayette Square.
I think it's a four-story building.
Sorry, four-story building.
Thank you. Chris, would you like to make a brief presentation?
Yes, I wanted to thank you for your time, of course, and for this opportunity to discuss the project. There is, as you saw, there was up until recently, there was a roof deck on the top of this building. There were lots of reasons that we had to remove that roof deck off and make some re-roofing of the existing structure for water leaks. And so that we had previously a roof deck, and the owner said that they were interested in expanding it. The roof deck is expanding to what we believe is a reasonable limit for the fourth floor unit, which is the only unit able to access the topmost roof deck. And then at the rear, there's a third floor unit that is able to access the rear roof deck, which also had been previously a roof deck and is going through a replacement now. As part of this replacement, we need to have code-compliant guardrails. We're trying to find ways that A, minimize the look of the guardrail from the public right-of-way, and B, are sensitive to the I would say the observed delicate nature of the brick walls, because we had seen that there was water infiltration, that we did not want to place any additional holes in these masonry load-bearing walls. So all these railings are held off of the brick walls some distance, and I had calculated based on a 2-foot by 2-foot square, which is typical for a roof deck paver, so that we could have an even number of pavers and still be held off the wall to some number of inches at each application area. So the roof deck itself would not be visible from the street, but the railings would be by a foot or so above the top of the parapet wall. And again, they are set back from that parapet wall to allow for a clean installation that does not bear any weight or create any additional penetrations into the masonry walls.
Is there a requirement, HGLC requirement, that these be held back a certain distance further than this?
I
thought that it had to be.
I thought it was 1/2 the distance. I think anything's 1/2 the distance of the height above the parapet.
Yeah, for the railing.
Mm-hmm.
Say that again. 1/2 the distance.
One point five.
Well, so that would only be 12 inches.
Okay, so
I mean,
yeah,
that
yeah,
would
only
6 4 to 8 inches.
You know, when we're dealing with railings, we don't have a set amount that they have to be set back.
But it's just more the visibility.
It's more the visibility, and the less visible, the better. But there are instances all over where they are visible.
Right. I would say just thinking about roofing and re-roofing and et cetera, I think it is good practice if you're not attaching to the parapet wall that you should be helling off at least 16, 18 inches so that flashing system on the parapet wall could probably lap up. You could flash around your railing system. You can get to the side of the wall and re-roof, et cetera. I just think it's good practice. It's probably also because I'm in the middle of a horrific roofing.
They're holding back
right
1 foot 5 inches. Yeah, so I was just wondering if it should be held back further. If you look at this detail here.
Yeah.
Well, it's on the side closest to the south side, where it's only 6 inches. I think that should be increased.
I would just make whatever the distance, I would just say it needs to be consistent throughout.
Okay.
But I hear him about the paver size. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I would say like a minimum of 16 inches for re-roofing, and then if that needs to adjust for paver size, so you're not having to cut pavers. I think that is good.
Wendy, do we have photographs of the church street?
I did not. It was raining, unfortunately. But if you go to the street view, it actually looks like there's already a railing there, or was before they removed it. That was visible. There you go. It had a railing that had plants on it and everything, so it was already quite tall.
And the parapets are capped with a metal coping?
Currently, yes.
Oh. All sands. All sands, people. Use all sands.
Yes.
All sands, okay.
All sands or PPMA, or PPMA. So, for future, just.
But that's an existing coating that we're not touching, is that right?
Right, yeah, that's my understanding. Right. So we can't do anything about it.
Because so the question is, it seems like the most visible location is going to be the church street, fourth floor, roof deck, where you see the entire railing. And would that be better as a solid parapet situation than an elevated
deck? The steps down.
If you go to the Google Maps and go to the church street side, it had an existing railing in that spot.
So what's being proposed is a railing on top of a deck, right?
Yeah.
42 inches tall.
They had a cable railing back there, though, so it is really visible. So.
At the lower floor, not I'm talking about the top.
The higher one.
The yeah. top one. There was nothing there.
No.
And now they're proposing an elevated deck that you're going to see, and then a railing on top of that. And I'm just wondering if there isn't a less cluttered way that could be handled.
And is it open between the existing roof and the new deck? I can't quite tell from this drawing here what seals all that up. It's open there?
It looks like
that would be, at this point, it was all on elevated roof paver pedestals that were adjustable. But we can put a screening element there to make the gap between the roof deck and the pavers to be to block off that gap. Now, we do have rain, or we do have a drainage plane along that entirety of the roof, so we do have to have some gap underneath to allow water to pass mm-hmm. through it. We cannot close it off completely, but we can certainly do something to hang maybe from the top down to obscure a foot or so
yeah.
of that cavity.
I was thinking also of birds and everything else getting up in there on you. And yes. So I think you want to kind of control
yes, these on pedestals are also removable for ease of maintenance, so that you can just pop them off without any special tools, clean the roof, any obstructions, whether it be critters or impediments to the proper drainage for ease of maintenance.
So actually with that, I'm glad that brings up, if, so with the pavers, you need sort of a way to secure them all together. So if you installed a piece of blocking to the edge of the adjustable to the adjustable feet or pedestals, and then screwed a piece of a fascia board to there, that actually helps to tie them all around, and it meets wind uplift.
Yeah, so you fasten them.
Mm-hmm. So you're essentially securing them all together, mm-hmm. and it also hides that. Because I know that Tile Tech has that as approved detail, because typically these pedestals don't want you pulled back. They want you tied to the wall. So you mm-hmm. might have to add blocking around the perimeter of all these adjustable to tie them together to meet the wind uplift.
That's an excellent observation. And I'd be happy to look at any of those maybe previously approved details that are compatible with this type of installation, as well as our manufacturer who's looking into how to secure them from the uplift also. As you see from that same detail that you saw on the final sheet, ARD5,
mm-hmm.
that shows we're putting 6x6 sleepers mm-hmm. along the parallel slope of the roof that we can tie down and secure to, and then that'll be flashed over and made it basically similar to any kind of a mechanical roof deck that curb would be elevating the equipment on a platform like that, but we would not have an equipment platform. It's just mm-hmm. similar as a way to give us some more bite so that we can have something to screw down into for these adjustable pavers, as well as the secure blocking that you're mentioning at the corners or along the perimeter to hold them all from horizontal or lateral movement.
There is also a piece that is like a quad that you can put at the intersection of every four pavers mm. that helps with uplift. And I think that you're using Bison, but I know that Plaza Roof from C-Plus has it. Hydrotech also has it. I don't know if Bison, but I might.
Right, Tile Tech has it. But yeah, I would look into the wind uplift, and because I've had where these not having to fasten to the roof, and they just get sit, and you can secure the perimeter, so you're not having to penetrate.
So you've just had to sort of cover that gap, but what about the visibility of this thing?
Which is
how close it is to the edge.
On Church?
Yeah.
And that parking lot provides full visibility all the way across.
It is set back 13 feet.
It's set back. It's quite visible. Entirely visible. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if it's set back, would it be better that it be a solid wall rather than a railing?
I think so.
The solid wall, as far as as we discussed earlier, that's actually, there's no parapet on that Church Street facing wall of the fourth story, because that's where the roof slopes to a gutter. And so that entirety of that fourth wall there is not a wall, it's just flashing to a gutter. So no, there's no obstruction on that side. Maybe that does cause a good argument for pulling back further, maybe an additional couple of feet, or two times the height of the total height of the system. So it's not just the 3'6" of the railing, but it's the top of railing measured to the roof deck, and we go back 1.5 or 2 times that height.
Yeah.
So would that put it kind of where it was historically, the old roof deck railing location?
I don't think that area's ever had a roof deck.
No.
But it says area
previous roof deck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Way back there.
But way back there.
I mean, not much.
Good.
I think there's got to be, either it needs to be set back from that wall substantially, or it needs to be solid and perhaps have, you know, a gap at the bottom where water can flow.
Or a glass.
So that could be handled.
It's a little scuppers. It can
be handled.
Right.
If you only do it in that facade, it's a short, I mean, I don't know what the budget, but you could also do it in glass, and that one disappears way more.
Right.
And only for, not the entire perimeter being glass, but
Or a screen wall, or you know, it could be a some type of perforation or airflow through its screen
wall.
Something
that you can attach a jasmine to or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's piece together our motion.
Pull it back a little bit more.
Is this? Do we want to see this again, or is this? Are we crafting a motion for staff review?
I would say staff review.
For formality, you got to open it up for public comment.
Oh, yeah, sorry,
Is there any public comment regarding 713 15 Camp Street? Seeing none, I think if you make some specific recommendations about how to fix it, the staff can handle it from there.
Okay. So, from the, so the railing needs to be held back minimum of 16 inches, 18 inches?
Consistently throughout.
Okay.
On all
sides. From the Church Street side on the four-story roof, the railing needs to either be pulled back, having a screen wall treatment, something to minimize its visibility from St. Charles and in the parking lot.
And then a continuous fascia to hide.
Well, I would assume that whatever, that the railing
it's
and the under, right. So
okay.
Either the railing above and below the pavers, something needs to be treated along the Church Street facade to minimize its visibility.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
We have a motion by Ashley King and a second by Robbie Cangelosi. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. The staff will send you a letter with all this stuff. Thanks so much.
Bye. I appreciate it. Thank you, everybody. Take care.
Take care.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Okay, the next item is 509 Canal Street. The applicant has not arrived yet. Do we want to just start taking a look at it and have the staff make their presentation?
Yes.
Okay.
This is an application for the re-review of the removal of an existing entrance canopy and the installation of a new gallery, including modifications to 3 windows into access doors at a significant rated 3-story commercial building. This was granted conceptual approval back in 2019. At that time, the ARC noted that the placement of the new signage on the gallery rail is not appropriate and should be relocated as part of a separate sign permit application. The ARC agreed that the gallery height should correspond with the second floor interior floor level. As such, the ARC formally recommends that the BBSA grant a variance of the 15-foot minimum gallery height required for this application. So this was reviewed. It is just since expired and needs to be reviewed.
Have any changes from what it was previously?
No, this is the exact same drawing set. Okay.
And the pole locations have been verified in the field?
Yes.
Is there any public comment regarding 509 Canal Street? Hearing none, is there any discussion or a motion? Or do we want to wait? Do we think he's coming, or is he?
He received an agenda and seemed excited to get this project moving.
Well, I mean, if there's no deviation.
Do you guys, on page 83, maybe it's obvious and I don't understand it, what are the diagonal dash red lights?
I think there's the lights.
The lights.
That's the lights.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Yeah, he had it there.
Well, I had mixed feelings about this back when, because this is the oldest building on Canal Street, but I think what they've designed is very nice, but from the historic end of it, I have some reservations, but that's not enough to prevent me from voting in favor of this.
So your concern, just because I'm curious, it's because it looks from the photographs that it was canopy, not necessarily.
Well, was it? Because it has these corner posts.
From the 1897 photo, it's a canopy with sign at John Tower.
And by that point in time, that's when the over windows, the cornices on the third floor were added as an 1890s updating of this. It was originally built, each opening was a separate shop.
And the second floor windows were originally arched. That changed. So I'm looking at that 1897 photo, see the second floor windows that have little arches on them. It looks like there's one remaining on the Decatur Street elevation. That's interesting.
I think at this point, because we already
approved
it, I was just curious what your hesitations were, because that was my hesitation too. But what's done is done.
Yeah,
it looks nice.
My opinion is that given it was previously approved and this is just a recertification of that permit, I would want them to approve it as is.
Is there any public comment regarding, did I do that already?
No.
Is there any public comment regarding 509 Canal Street? Hearing none. Is that a motion, Miriam?
I make a motion.
These notes in red are
this was the
HLC
approved set,
Okay, all right.
Is there a second?
One second.
There's a motion by Miriam Salas and a second by Randy. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion passes unanimously.
Zoning had informed Nick that this needed to be reviewed by the BCC.
Everybody out.
Yeah.
Well, okay.